Not yet.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Journey of the Lights with Reverend John White, registered Lilydale medium. If you'd like to call in and ask him a question or share a story of a spiritual or mystical nature, give us a call at 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And we're welcoming calls with either questions or stories that you have to share about an encounter with a loved one in spirit, whether that be a person or a four-legged creature, a beloved pet, or a mystical healing experience that you have had or you have given. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And here is Reverend John White.
Good evening, everyone, from downtown Lilydale, the City of Light. Lilydale is the largest spiritualist community in the world. Here at Lilydale, you can come and develop your intuition. We like to call it becoming intuitively intelligent. The famous words of Einstein is that the intuitive mind is a sacred gift and the rational brain is a faithful servant. We have created a society where we honor the servant and we have forgotten the gift. At Lilydale, during the summertime, this year we're going to have approximately 150 different types of workshops, everything from learning how to get to know who your spirit guides are, getting to know who your loved ones who have passed on and how to communicate with them, and learning how to meditate, learning about the different chakras and the different types of healing. So pretty soon you can go to LilydaleAssembly.com and you will get on the internet and you'll be able to download the program, the summer program. Okay, so we're going to take a few calls in a few moments. Well, welcome to the new year of Lilydale.
We already have a few callers and text messages. People are also welcome to text their questions. We have one coming from New York. This one is from Nicole. Nicole wants to know what is going to happen with her company. She says 80 people at her company got laid off last week.
What's the name of her company?
Okay. Well, Nicole, without knowing the name of the company, I really it's difficult for me to give you a message on that. So I hear that I'm reading the text, and the text is, it's in New York, right? Okay. When I tune into this intuitively, I get a feeling that the company has been sold. If it's not sold now, it will be sold. And I get a feeling that whoever is coming in and buying the company will be rehiring people, but unfortunately will be hiring people, giving them less money for their hard work. What's going to happen to you specifically? You know, when I think of you, I think of school, or I think of furthering education. I'm not an astrologer, but I am looking at your astrological chart now. And your astrological chart says to me that you are going to go through a period of life where you'll be receiving a lot of education and a lot of training. But as far as the company is concerned, I feel it's been sold. And again, like I said to you before,
I feel as though they'll be hiring people at less money. Sorry about that, but that's what I get. Okay. Now, Lilydale is, again, the largest spiritualist community in the world, and it's been here approximately 135, 140 years, and it was started by people who call themselves free thinkers. Actually, for those of you who know your history, in the suffrage movement, the women's suffrage movement, Susan B. Anthony lived here at Lilydale, and she was allowed to get on the platform and speak when other women weren't allowed to do that. And so, again, Lilydale is really the place of free thinkers. And actually not too far away from here, the Mormon Church, the tablets that started the Mormon Church, Joseph Smith, were also found in the area. And so there was a lot of religious events that occurred here a long time ago, and a lot of mystical things happened here. Lilydale is also, the land was bought many years ago, and the land is actually on an island. And the island is called Turtle Island. And the North American Native people would come here and have sacred ceremonies. And here in Lilydale, over the years, we have had and we still have different North American Native people who come here to teach. And our own doctor, MD doctor, and Reverend Neil Zalkowski, who is actually the president here at Lilydale, has sweat lodges here at Lilydale. So we hope that you do come for that. And so I'm also giving a course this coming season, every Sunday night in the Healing Temple at 8:30. We teach you how to awaken your higher self, get to know who your spirit guides are, and learn how to intuit the intuitive brain off and on at will. And again, there are many, many different workshops. And here's Joyce, our host.
Thank you, John. We have Dolores calling in from Pennsylvania, and she says that she got a feeling that you have a message for her. So she isn't quite sure exactly who she's looking to connect with, but she feels like there might be a loved one in spirit around her who's trying to get a message to her. Dolores, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Dolores. How are you tonight?
I'm wonderful, John.
You know, I seem to be thinking of the mother's side of the family with you. Did you know your mother's dad, and is he passed on?
He has.
Did you know him?
Oh,
okay,
yes.
Okay. Well, when Joyce, the host of the show, read that question to me, all of a sudden I started to think of him. Have you been thinking of him recently?
Off and on. Yes.
Off and on. Okay. Well, you know, you did say that you thought that someone on the other side of life perhaps had a message for you, and I get a feeling of, I just felt his energy, so that's what I have to say to you. Do you know what I mean by lucid dreaming? Do you know what I mean by lucid dreaming?
Yes, and I have not had them yet, yes, I do know what you mean, and I kind of think I've done that a little, but not fully.
Okay, well, I get a feeling,
sense?
Yes, I get a feeling as I'm in touch with the grandfather here, that be open-minded, so you may be getting a visit either from him or some other members of the family who have passed on.
Okay.
And, you know, sometimes when they come, sometimes when they come around us in a dream, you know, they don't say anything. But, now listen very closely, the message is in the energy. So it is through your clairsentient ability, your intuitive feelings, that when this person from the other side of life comes to visit you, you will feel what he wants to say to you. Now, let me ask you a question, if I may. May I ask you a question?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a clairvoyant or clairaudient or clairsentient? What do you feel as though one of your strongest psychic modalities is?
I think the strongest thing is I feel sensation. Like right now, I feel a burning in my chest.
Beautiful.
I can feel people's emotions when they walk past me. without them saying anything. I can feel the inside of if they're needing a hug, if they're needing someone just to say hello to them, to make eye contact with them.
That's beautiful. So another way of putting it, that's also being called empathic, that when we feel what the other person is going through, but if you take it to a higher level, then it's called clairsentience. Oh, good. I'm very happy you phoned us tonight. God bless you and Happy New Year. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, and next we had a text message from Vanessa in Dunkirk. And Vanessa actually has a twofold question. Number one, she wanted to know if you could tune in for her as to what her spirit guides and angels might be saying about a direction for her career. And also, she says she definitely needs to know about her love life. So that is crucial. Vanessa in Dunkirk.
Okay, Vanessa in Dunkirk. Okay. I don't know why I think of school with you, but I think of school with you. It may not be the thing that you're looking for, but I get a feeling of higher education for you. As far as your love life is concerned, I'm hearing a song in my mind, and it's very unusual. The song was, I don't know the exact words, but like, turn around and look at me. So you obviously have a secret admirer, okay? Now, I don't know if this is old news or new news, so when I think of the secret admirer with you, I feel as though if you really knew who this person was, you would really you'd really embarrass that you didn't pay attention to him or at least acknowledged him, okay? Now, a whole lot of communication happens subconsciously through body language, so you should begin to have a clue of who I'm talking about. I don't really get any more than that, okay? So I do want to say that, yes, there is someone in your life that is a good person, and I get a feeling of, I'm also hearing they're very practical, and I feel as though that they really do admire you. They really do like you. Now, as far as your guides giving you a message, when I tune into that, I really do get a feeling of higher education with that. Okay, thank you, Vanessa, for contacting us tonight. Okay, so here we are at Lilydale, the city of light. Okay.
You're listening to Journey of Light with Reverend John White, one of four Lilydale radio shows. If you'd like to call in, ask a question, or share a story of a mystical, spiritual, or healing nature, the number is 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And just be patient because there are a number of callers in the queue, but we will do our best to get to you.
Okay. So we were talking about all the beautiful courses that you can come here and take at Lilydale. And one of the prominent courses that are taught here is the different courses on healing. Now, every day during the season at Lilydale, you can go to the healing temple. And you can sit in front of a healer, and the healer will work with you and send you energy. And I know those of you who out there, if you do need a healing, let's just focus our mind now. Let me say one of the healing prayers that we use here at Lilydale. We ask the great unseen healing force to remove all obstructions from our bodies and minds and to restore us to perfect health. We ask this sincerity and honesty, and we will do our part. We ask this great unseen healing force to help both absent and present ones in need of help and to restore them to perfect health. We put our trust in the love and the power of God. And so, of course, we have to do our part. We have to do our part. And in truth, it is not that we need to seek healing. In truth, we need to stop doing things, putting things in our mouth, having negative thoughts that keep healing away. Again, I'll say that. It's not that you need to go look for healing. We need to stop doing things in our life that keeps healing from us. That keeps healing from us. You know, it is true that your body is a temple, and you need to eat right in order to keep that temple free and healthy. And also, here's another thing, is that every emotion that you have produces a physical sensation on your body. The three causes of diseases are genetic, things we can inherit from our family tree, and also there is the environmental problems that we may have, and there is also things that have to do with emotions. Now, a very famous healer and beautiful speaker and teacher, Louise Hay, passed on not that long ago, and her whole thing was about how our emotions affect our physical body. So here's a little thing that I got from Deepak Chopra, who came here many, many years. Your immune system is eavesdropping on your attitude and making good or bad medicine inside of you. I'll say that again. Your immune system is eavesdropping on you and making good medicine or bad medicine inside of you, depending on your attitude. So anyways, here at Lilydale, you can come and take the different courses, everything from laying on of healing, laying on of hands, Qigong, Reiki healing, and different forms of meditation and visualization. And also we have Neil Zawakowski and other people who come here and teach here something called medical intuitive, how to become your own medical intuitive. And of course, Edgar Cayce was the very well-known medical intuitive. And I also teach a course on medical intuitive. And Joyce, what is going on in the community?
Well, as you mentioned, Neil Rapowski, and Neil, if you're listening, please forgive me for the pronunciation. I can't get that last name right, but Neil is not only a medical doctor, but of course he's a healer, and he teaches classes on Edgar Cayce and channeling. And John, we actually have a caller named Morgan. She's calling from Pennsylvania, and she wants to know two questions. Number one, do you see loved ones around her, and also do you see little ones in her future? Morgan, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Morgan. How are you tonight?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Okay. Is it true that there's twins in your family tree?
Not that I know of.
Well, you know what? I think there is. But that may be just, I'm just a psychic. What do I know? But I guess
there may be that I'm not aware of.
Yeah, well, you want to maybe do a little bit of research. Maybe your mom or your dad would know, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, the reason why I brought that up is you were asking if there's some, I'm not saying you're necessarily going to have twins, okay? But let me just say it is on the Wheel of Fortune. It is a possibility, okay?
Okay.
Now, if I'm misunderstanding this, then you could be marrying or being married to a person where there are twins in their family tree. Okay?
Okay.
So let me just say that. Okay. Oh, do you study healing?
I do not.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say something to you that's not going to make any sense at this time. Remember, I can talk about future possibilities. Okay?
Okay.
I'm getting a feeling of, okay. I had a vision of Kuan Yin. So Kuan Yin is you could say it's an angel that a lot of Eastern people acknowledge. Just like in Christianity, we have Mother Mary. In some of the Asian religions, they have Kuan Yin. Okay? And I don't know why I sense that energy around you. But I feel as though as time goes on, I do believe that you will become quite literate with some of the healing arts, okay? Now, do you know what aromatherapy is? You know what aromatherapy is?
I do.
Okay. That actually what I may be tuning into about the subject of aromatherapy. So let's see how that pans out. Okay. And again,
okay.
I don't know what I'm tuning into about as far as children or little ones. I get a feeling of twins, so there is that possibility. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very. Now, is there any other questions while you have me on the line? Is there any other questions you'd like to ask me tonight?
I was wondering if any of my loved ones were coming through that have passed tonight. If you
okay.
were sensing anything.
Let me just see what I get here. This could be your father's mother. Did you know your father's mother? Did you know your grandmother, honey?
I do.
No, is she passed? I want to make sure I have the right energy here. She passed on?
She is not. She's still here.
She's not. Okay. Well, I'm not saying she's passed on. Let me go visit. May I go visit her? I just want to go visit her. Say her name to me, and I'll go visit your grandmother, who's still in the world.
Mary Lou.
Okay, let me go visit Mary Lou. You have a brother, don't you?
I do.
You know, the reason why I asked that question, I went to visit your grandmother, and I felt your grandmother's prayers for you and both a brother. That's how that came out. Okay? But now, I'm not saying your grandmother's going to pass on now. And nobody passes on until God wants us to pass on. But I get a feeling of this grandmother of yours, she's still in her physical body, but she prays for you. So she's like a spirit guide of yours already. Okay? And in the future, when she passes on, way in the future, she will... you will feel her spiritually around you. I may have just got a visit from your mother's dad. Is it true your mother's dad has passed? Try that again. Is it true your mother's dad has passed on?
He is not. My father's dad has, but not my mother's.
Your father's dad has. Okay. Your father's dad. Okay. Let me.
That would be my grandma that we were talking about. Her husband, he passed away.
Her. Oh, that makes sense. Okay. Okay. Do you know if he read the Bible or not?
I think maybe a little bit he did.
Yeah, because when I try to get when I try to tune into him, I get a feeling of a Bible, with him. Okay. Are you? You're not married yet, are you?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Why are you? Are you going to a wedding?
Not that I know of. No, we're not.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you anyway. I do get a feeling that you'll be going to a wedding. Okay. And thank you for calling us tonight. Thank you.
Okay. Next, we have Ellie calling from Buffalo. And now Ellie says that ever since she was a kid, she feels like spirit has been waking her up at night. And she kind of wants you to advise her and kind of tell her what this is about and, you know, if she's safe. And her second question is, will she find love again? Ellie, are you with us?
Yes.
Hi, Ellie. How are you tonight?
Good. How about you?
Okay. Well, let me try to explain something first. Have you ever heard of a poet by the name of Rumi?
No.
Okay. Well, there's a poem. It'll explain something. Okay. The poem goes something like this. The breeze at dawn has secrets to tell you. Do not go back to sleep. Okay? So what that means is that the breeze at dawn means the spirit at dawn, early in the morning, basically you're very much in your intuitive mind. Okay? And so when you come back from, if you just wake up, when you're sleeping, you're producing alpha and alpha, theta, and delta brainwaves, and so your mind is very intuitive. So that's the time of the day where the veil or the energy between this world and the next world is very thin. So lots of people do get inspired at that time of the day. So Rumi says that you should get up and write something, or you should think about what you really want to do in life at that time, because it's a very intuitive side of your mind. Now, as far as you being in danger, well, you know, that's nonsense, because there's only goodness around you, and there's only angels around you. Now, when you do sense spirit, do you see them? Do you feel them? Do you hear them? Do you smell? How do you perceive them? How do you perceive them?
I do see them.
Okay, beautiful. Now, are they people that you know who have passed on, or is it people that you don't know?
Some of them are that I do know, and some of them I don't. And
okay.
Because I was small, I go running. And the other day, like, I'm sleeping, but I'm being woken up, and when I can only see all black, and I go running out of the bed, and it's, yeah.
Okay. Now, all black. Now, listen, whether you see something, hear something, smell, or taste something, your feelings will give you a sense of who it is, okay? So when you saw all black, did you feel it was a male or female spirit?
I wasn't sure. I end up in my other room in my house, and yeah. And then I just woke up. It's like I was up.
Okay.
But usually they come to me, and I could, like, I seen my mom, I seen my aunt, you know, like, they're all passed on. Usually I could see a vivid picture of them, like me and you. And then sometimes I could, like, smell her perfume she used to wear, or, you know, stuff like that there.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, the next time a spirit does come around you and you're not sure who it is, ask yourself, who does it feel like? And if you ask these simple questions, does it feel like a male or female? Does it feel like it's someone in my family or outside the family? Now, sometimes they don't speak to us, but I said this to a person that phoned in a little earlier on. The message is in the energy. And so
you will get a
feeling of what they want. Okay. But I don't really feel anyone there is there to harm you. I don't really feel that at all. Now, do you wake up almost every night around the same time, or is it just different times?
Different times during the night, but yeah, that's when I usually right when I go to bed.
Okay.
Like the first hour within I go to bed.
Okay. Okay. Remember that when you're going into a sleep state, you're producing alpha and theta and delta brainwaves. And when we're in trance giving messages and contacting with spirit through meditation, we produce the same mind state. So that's why you're seeing them, because you're in that special mind state. And like that poet Rumi said, the veil between this world and the next world is very thin at that time. Okay? Okay, that's really great news. I'm so happy that you phoned in and asked that question, because I do believe, remember there are other people who are listening, and I believe that they have also learned from your question, okay? And thank you very much for calling us tonight. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you. So if you want to phone in, you could phone in 818-739-8818. And who do we have on the line, Joyce?
Oh, we have Nicole. She's calling from New York, and she wanted to ask you about her company. It's been having a lot of layoffs, and you started to tune in to her earlier. So, Nicole, are you there?
Hi. Yes. Hi, John. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, Nicole. Now, if you could ask me did you hear what I said to you before?
No, it's so funny, actually. Seeing Joyce, and I'm like, I just joined, and it was like 8:05, and I heard the last bit of it, and it was something about looking for people with less money, and I was like, I feel like I missed something here.
My impression was, has your company been sold?
Yes.
Okay, because I got a feeling the whole conversation was I tuned into and I said, I felt like your company was sold, they're letting people go, and they're hiring people for less money. That's what's going on.
And that's absolutely correct. Now, the question I have for you in terms of the viability of my department, so they've already done layoffs, so what do you see in terms of viability of my department? And, of course, the best course of action for my next steps and my career path going forward.
Okay, your department. Give me a focus. What is the name of your department?
Insights.
Okay, let me tune into that. I seem to go into the month of February, I get a feeling of some, in the old days, used to call it, they got a pink slip. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I get a feeling of, in February, this is only my interpretation, I get a feeling some people will be let go at that time. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, I have no doubt. There will be more. There's no doubt there will be more. I'm trying to understand. So I kind of already, you can see the writing on the wall.
Should it happen? What happens to you? Is that the question?
And what do you see as my next best course of action for my career path going forward?
Okay. Now, when I tuned with you before, I got a feeling of education. Are you continuing education or training?
Not yet. In terms of spiritual development, yes, but not in terms of
terms is work.
No.
Okay. I do see you in a class, I believe it does have to do with work. Okay. I see you taking some night classes, right? I believe I'm watching you talk in the future. I believe I'm watching you talk to a person who helps people to find jobs. Okay? May actually even be getting some courses that the government could be helping to pay for so that you could upgrade your skills. Now, I really do see you as management material. Have you ever managed anything?
Yes, 9 people on my team, yes. Yes.
Yeah, I see you as management material, okay? So I think what I'm trying to say to you, I simply see you brushing up on your skills. And now a headhunter is, a person who helps us to find another job, okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try to tell time here. I think I'm in the month of June with you, 2019.
Yep.
And
I do believe
that you're being offered another position. Actually, it's better than a position that you have right now. Okay? And I do believe it's with a company who does the same thing that your company that you're with does now. So you could just say it's your competition. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now,
mm-hmm.
I don't believe that. What the intuitive mind does is the intuitive mind sees things ahead of time. I don't believe you could make this happen. Okay, but I do believe it will. I believe it will. It will happen. Okay.
Was
there any other questions?
I do have a question regarding the last caller, which was very moving for me in terms of things I've experienced before, in terms of being woken up in the night, et cetera, and so on. And I was wondering if you could expand upon the smells, because, there's a whole philosophy out there regarding the trickster, and when you smell something, they're trying to make you think it's something else, and it is, et cetera, and so on. How do you know you're actually dealing with the spirit that you think you're dealing with?
Okay, so in the Bible, it's called the ability to discern the spirit. That means that they give themselves away by their energy. So whether you're smelling something, seeing something, hearing something, or tasting something, you'll get a feeling with it, okay? So another way to put it, if you do smell the presence, if you do have an unusual smell, you ask yourself, so who does it feel like? Does it feel like a male or a female? Does it feel like it's inside my family or outside my family? And then you'll get that. Now, there's a funny word for smelling and tasting intuitively. It's called clairgustion. Do you feel it's one of your stronger gifts?
It's the hearing and the visual. It's clear.
Okay,
so it's the hearing one.
The hearing one. Mm-hmm. Okay. Again, when I tune into that whole thing with you, I just feel positive with that. I don't feel anything else but positive. Sometimes, like for instance, let's say if you had a grandmother who had lilacs in the yard, like you will. Sometimes when she comes around, you may smell lilacs. Or if you had an uncle who smoked a lot of cigarettes and died because of cigarette smoking. When he comes around you, at rare times, you may smell cigarette smoke when there's none around you. So again, that's actually normal.
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of
right,
normal.
Exactly.
Well, to me, it's normal.
right, of course. But it versus scared. So I felt, I don't know, I was trying to discern whether the caller was scared or not scared. So I guess that's
where the
reader
goes. When we don't understand something, of course we get scared. And I remember when I started to do this, develop my intuition, I was also, because we have all sorts of superstitions. I've never, in 45 years of doing this, I've never really had really a negative thing happen at all. So no, I don't go for that. Okay.
Great.
Okay.
You.
Now, did you ask about your love life, or were you asking me about your love life?
No.
Okay. Well, good
should
for
I
you.
Be?
Thank God.
No, I shouldn't. I don't know.
You're okay.
No, I didn't. Should I be?
You're rare. Okay. Good. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks, John. Bye bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye bye.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you, bye. Okay, so we have spirit guides, okay? And depending on what your natural skill is, you'll have a guide who has that skill. You'll have a guide who has that skill also. So it says that we all have natural talent. So you need to ask yourself first, what do you feel your natural talent is? Where is your passion? Okay? And then we also have guides on the other side of life and actually ancestors on the other side of life. But let's say if you had a desire to play a guitar and it was sincere, and then you found out that you had a great uncle who passed on many years ago that also was a famous guitar player, okay? Well, he may see that skill in you and try to help you and encourage you also. So whatever your talent is, you have a guide and or family members on the other side of life who know that you have that talent, and they're going to help you with that. They're going to help you with that talent. Now, everybody has guides and angels that help them. You don't have to know who they are. They don't need your approval. They know who you are, and they're simply here to help and encourage you. And Joyce, does the Healing Temple still open on Wednesday nights here in Lilydale, and are there any other activities?
Yes, every Wednesday night from 7:30 to 8:30, which is actually coincidentally halfway through our show, there is free healing at the Healing Temple here in Lilydale. And for those of you listening who are not familiar with where Lilydale is, it's Western New York, which is about an hour south of Buffalo. And it gets quite snowy here, although the snow is melting right now, so you can come on by and you won't get stuck. But that is all year long except the summertime. Wednesday night, 7:30 to 8:30 p.m., free healing at the Healing Temple. You can also receive a healing for a loved one, and there are messages given during that service as well. And then on Sundays, there are three different church services. Two are right here in Lilydale, and one is just outside the gates on Dale Drive. And those church services are being held every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. at the Church of the Living Spirit, which is at the Assembly Hall on Cleveland Avenue. And then the National Church in the Healing Temple, also in Lilydale. And then at 6:30 p.m. on Sunday, there is the Fellowship of the Spirit on Dale Drive. And each one of these services include a talk, healing, and messages from Spirit. There's also drumming every week here in Lilydale. There are psychic mediumship development classes every Friday night at 7:30 with Judith Rochester, a longtime medium, and people come from far and wide to take those classes. So you can find more information about all of this, all of these activities, on the Lilydale website. So go on to either Facebook, Lilydale's Facebook page, or LilydaleAssembly.com. And John, we actually had an email from Sarah in Jamestown, and she has a twofold question. Number one, she wants to know, what path is her spirit guides trying to guide her to, what's her calling? And also her second question is, she's afraid she may have been wasting time and missing her calling for the past few years. And do you get the sense that that is the case?
Okay, Judith, let me tune into you, Sarah. So Sarah, as I'm tuning into you, I just see a lot of beautiful red light around your energy. I'm getting a feeling of leadership with you. I'm in your future, and I see you doing public speaking, and you really do know how to present yourself very, very well. I'm seeing you in a church as I go into your future. I don't know if you've ever planned on becoming a minister or not, but I'm kind of sensing that as I'm in your future. I want to talk about writing with you also. I feel as though your spirit guides would like you to begin a diary and to write as much as possible, because you'll get guidance through there. Okay. Now, I wouldn't say, if I were you, that you've been wasting your time doing something else. You know, I do feel as though the simple reason why you're asking that question now, so now is the time to turn the page in your life. So again, now I do get a feeling you're also getting better at the ability to meditate, I'm seeing, and also you're getting better at the ability to focus your mind. And again, you do have spirit guides and angels that will help you with that. And there's also angels around you at this time that are usually around people who do inspire and uplift other people. So again, so I want to throw in the idea of being a counselor, some type of counselor with you also. Okay, thank you very much for sending us that email from Jamestown. This show, and there's three other shows here coming from Lilydale, and they're heard all over Australia, England, and throughout North America. And in a little while, we'll be having more shows that will be on the roster of Lilydale. And Joyce has some inspiration to share with us.
Well, I don't know about inspiration, but I do have a question. This is from Ellie. It was her second question, and actually she was on the phone with me asking about her love life as you were thinking that Nicole had a question about her love life, so you must have been tuning into her. She just wanted to know if you saw her or felt her finding love again. This was Ellie from Buffalo.
Okay. Ellie from Buffalo. Okay, let me go visit you, Ellie. Now, one of the ways that we get to tell time, Ellie, is that when I tune into you, I look at the times of the season. So I seem to be in the springtime, and I see you having dinner with someone that you've just met. Okay. And I have a feeling that they look and feel and their energy is really good. So I do feel as though that in the springtime there will be a good, positive relationship in your life. Okay, that's what I get. Now, this is only my interpretation. As I pursue that, I don't feel as though they're married. Now, let me explain why I said that to you. They may have some children. Okay, but I heard a laugh. I feel as though they may have some children, but again, I want to say that they're not married, okay?
Okay.
is that an unusual message? Okay. Let me ask you this. Is there someone, now that's a future possibility, okay? Is there someone in your life right now that you would like me to tune into?
No, I'm not seeing anybody. I've been single for the past 14 years.
Okay. Now, again, I was in the springtime. Let me go over the vision again I saw with you. I was in the springtime because I felt spring flowers. I had an impression you were at a restaurant. I had a feeling of a man. I felt like he had two children. And they're young adults, by the way. Okay. And looks
his
like they're
not young adults.
Pardon me? Yeah, they're
his
young
children
adults.
Children are
okay?
Young adults.
Well, I would say either it's almost like university or just pre-university level. Okay. And the good news is that he's single. Okay.
Okay.
And that's what I get with that. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for calling us tonight,
bye.
Honey.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Hello? Okay. And so here we are at Lilydale, New York, City of Light. And we're coming to you from a place where it's snowing out, but there's a lot of light and there's a lot of energy here. And let me say one of my favorite poems that I feel as though this is actually for everybody. Our deepest
That's
fear
not
is not that we are. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be, intuitive and intelligent? Well, who are you not to be? You're a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. You are born to make manifest the glory of God that's within you. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And when you let your light shine, you unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. And as you are liberated from your fears, your very presence automatically liberates others. Here's our producer, Joyce.
Okay, and we had a call from Jillian. Jillian's in Dunkirk, and she actually has two very serious questions. The call got dropped, but she is listening. So, John, she wants to know, number one, are her finances going to get better? She's stressed out about money. And the other question is her older daughter is addicted to drugs, and she's almost lost her 12 times. And she wants to know if you feel that recovery is possible, if she can be hopeful about her daughter getting better. Her name is Jillian, and she's in Dunkirk, New York.
Okay. Well, I've actually tuned into your daughter right away. Actually, when I tuned into your daughter, I tune into the best way I could say it. I saw her getting involved with a group of young people who go to a church. It's a Christian church. And I get a feeling of they put on events during the summertime, like a camp situation. And I feel as though your daughter will be drawn into that. Now, that doesn't work for everybody, but I get a feeling it definitely will work for your daughter. And I feel as though, so yes, I do believe your daughter is going to be on the road to recovery, okay? And as far as your financial situation, I just seem to see this computer in front of you, and I see you in a building with a whole lot of other computers, and you seem to be answering phones. Wherever this building is, you need some type of security coverage to get into this building. So don't worry, we're not trying to say that you're going to be selling something that people don't need. It's some type of security building. And I see you on the phone, and I feel as though you're helping people, you're counseling people. So I do believe that you'll get that position. I believe it will be because of a recommendation, okay? I do feel that around, I would say, I'm in September. I believe I'm in September when this begins to make a lot more sense to you. Okay, and that is the message. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, so here we are at Lilydale. We have approximately four more minutes left. And Joyce, our producer, do you have something else to say that you'd like to say to our public?
Actually, I would like to ask another question. On behalf of a caller, Vanessa from Dunkirk is listening, and she wanted to know if you felt her grandmother around her and if you felt her grandmother had anything she wanted to communicate to her. This is Vanessa in Dunkirk.
Okay, so as I'm going to visit Vanessa in Dunkirk, New York, there's a certain type, I'm not very good with perfumes, but there's a certain type of perfume that your grandmother would have worn. And your grandmother, now this is seriously, your grandmother wants to tell you how pretty you are. Your grandmother wants to tell you how lovely you are and how much you do have to offer other people. And we know that you've been down, a little bit down on yourself the last little while, your grandmother says. But your grandmother says that you're a beautiful girl, you have a lot to offer other people also. And so that's simply what your grandmother wants to say. I'm looking at some letters I feel that your grandmother may have written, or some writings that your grandmother may have written. And you should just kind of read those things to draw your grandmother closer to you. So there is something called psychometry. I don't know if it's in your possession at this time, but I find myself thinking of jewelry with you. So I feel as though sometimes when you're feeling a little down and out, you should put on some of that grandmother's jewelry that you have, and it will help you to bring in her energy. But the main message from your grandmother, she wants to remind you how beautiful you are, and we wanted you to take that literally, by the way, and that you do have a lot to offer other people. And your grandmother's reminding you, again, how smart you are. Now, that's not me telling you those things. That's your grandmother telling you those things. So I hope you listen. Okay, God bless you, and thank you. You know, we take different roads in life. Now, I'm going to say a poem by Robert Frost, and it has to do with taking a road less traveled. So what road do you want to take this year at the beginning of the new year? Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry, I could not travel both. And be one traveler, long I stood, and looked down one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth. But as for that, the passing there had worn them really about the same. Oh, I kept the purse for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubt if I should ever go back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, way in the future. One day, I will take the road less traveled by. So the idea of the poem is taking the road less traveled by. We all have natural talents. So what is your natural talent? What is your passion? What is your passion? What is your passion?
Okay, and we have one last caller. This is Mary. She's calling from Florida, and she's been struggling with some health issues, and she's wanting to know if you could tune in and see if she's going to finally get some answers. Okay, and we know, John, that you can't diagnose because you're not a doctor, but she wants to know if you see her getting some answers to these questions. Mary, are you there?
I am. Thank you. Hi, John.
Hi, Mary. Okay. Now, let's just say this because, you know, the three causes of diseases are things we can inherit from our family tree, genetically, and the next one is emotions, okay? And the next one is environmental, which include our diets, okay? But as soon as our producer, Joyce, started talking about you, I'm not a nutritionist, but I wanted to talk about your diet, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, everything that you put into your mouth ends up being good medicine or bad medicine, all right?
Right.
So, again, remember, I'm not a doctor. Do you suffer from acid reflux?
No.
Well, I'm getting it.
There was someone in my family who did. I had an aunt who had that, but I don't.
You don't. Okay. Well, I wanted to talk about, a detox. Like, I want to talk about making your body more alkaline, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I get a feeling of if it is true that it is environmental, then it has to do with changing your diet. Okay. And that's what I get, honey. I really do believe it has to do with changing your diet, okay?
Mm. Do you think,
okay,
I'll get a better doctor or someone who will help me in that direction more than I have been?
Okay, let me go there. Well, don't misunderstand this, but doctors really don't take any courses in nutrition. Okay?
Yeah, I know.
So you really,
I know.
So you really need a nutritionist, not a doctor who is a nutritionist. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need. As I'm tuning into, I'm realizing also that your system is very sensitive. And so...
Mm-hmm.
So taking some of those harsh medicines sometimes that doctors prescribe to us is really doing a thing on your system. So I really feel you need more of a nutritionist to help you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, John. Thank you very much.
Thank
Have a good evening.
Thank you. And who's on the line next, Joyce?
Okay, we have Dolores from Pennsylvania, and she just wants to know quickly, should she continue being interested in / pursuing Edward?
Okay. As I tune into Edward, as I'm tuning into him, I'm just sensing that he's not paying as much attention to you that you would like him to. So I get a feeling that it's his loss. Okay. I don't feel as though the situation is going to change any more than what it is right now. I'm also getting a feeling that you want to settle down a little bit more than what he wants to settle down. Okay. So God bless you. Okay. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening tonight. This is John Wright from Journeys of Light here at Lilydale. You know, it's possible to be lonely, but it's impossible to be alone if you knew who walked beside you at all times It would literally blow your mind, because we all have angels and loved ones on the other side of life that help us and inspire us. God bless you. Thank you, and good night.